This is only true to the extent that we allow the Lord to direct our steps. A good man chooses a goal consistent with his heart, but he listens to the Lord's leadings for how to achieve it. A self-willed man constantly makes foolish decisions for which he pays throughout his life. The error of extreme sovereignty was introduced by Satan, so that man did not take advantage of the power of free will to reach his potential and to make God the scapegoat for failures caused by man's foolish decisions. We see the first instance of the extreme sovereignty error when Adam indirectly accused God for his sin because God had given Eve to him, Genesis 3:12.